The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our gospel reading for this past Sunday, which was the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.' There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from east and west and north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last." My dear friends in Christ, when the narrow door to heaven is open, when we have the opportunity to learn about our Savior, to grow in his grace and love, and to share that wonderful message, well, when we have that opportunity, Jesus says, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because I tell you, many will try to enter and will not be able to. The only way to heaven, of course, is Jesus, through faith in Jesus, through his work for us. Faith in Jesus, that's what gets us through that narrow door to heaven. Every other effort that's not Jesus, of course, is going to fail. And there are many people who seek to get through the narrow door to heaven by other ways. Oh, so many people get fascinated by non-Christian religions that seem to be growing in popularity. Religions such as the Muslim religion, Buddhism, Hinduism. But Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me. He is the narrow door to heaven, the only way to heaven. And even within Christianity, people will try to use other doors to try to get to heaven. Those doors, of course, include trying to be the best person that you can be and figuring that that's going to make you acceptable to God. Or believing that there are so many people in our world who are worse than us, worse sinners than we are. And, well, if God is going to let people into heaven, if he's going to have anybody in heaven, he's going to have to accept us, because if he doesn't, there would be almost no one there. Well, we need to watch out for those temptations to follow or to try to go through other doors to get into heaven. And now the fact of the matter is that we all have a sinful pride. And that sinful pride, it wants us to believe, and probably at times does succeed in getting us to think that we're better than others. And because of that, so when we're tempted to think that our deeds are going to count or that our deeds are better than others, and whenever we're tempted to believe that, what does Scripture say to us? It says, by grace are you saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. If we ever try to get to heaven through a different door other than Jesus, other than faith in Jesus, we won't get in. we won't get in. The narrow door to heaven would be closed for us. Well, Jesus said, once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, "Sir, open the door for us." But he will answer, "I don't know you or where you come from." In this picture, the house is referring to the kingdom of God, and God is the owner of that house. The warning that he gives to us here is really a simple one. Our lifetime, it's our time of grace. It's our time of grace. Now is our time, and it's the only time that we have to grow in the grace and love of God through our regular use of the Word of God. And so we'd say, because this is our time of grace, the narrow door to heaven is open for us right now. But the time will come when God will end our time of grace. We'll either die or it will be the time for judgment day. And the prophet Isaiah, he wrote, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near." And right now is the time when the Lord is near us. And he's saying, well, the Lord Jesus is saying, the prophet Isaiah is saying, let's make the most of that opportunity, the wonderful opportunity, the time of grace that God has given to us when that narrow door is open. Let's not make the mistake of saying, oh, we have plenty of time, and once we get things figured out in this life, then we'll make every effort to enter through the narrow door. We have no idea how much time the Lord is going to give us, how much time he's going to give us to make every effort to enter through that narrow door. But we do know that he is giving us time right now. He is giving us our time of grace. So again, make every effort to enter through that narrow door. Be close to the Savior and his word. Grow in his grace and love, and share that grace and love with anyone, everyone you can. Make every effort, knowing Jesus really did the real work, of course. We can't save ourselves. We can't pull ourselves up by our bootstraps into heaven. But we can live as God's believing children. God, the Holy Spirit in us, enables us to make every effort to enter through that narrow door. And it's God at work in us that gives us the ability to make every effort. When that narrow door to heaven is closed, of course, it will be too late to grow in the grace and love of God, too late to share Jesus with anyone. But now is the time. Now is the time. The narrow door to heaven is open. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, the narrow door to heaven is open. Right in front of us are so many opportunities to grow in your grace and love and to share the message of your grace and love. The day is going to come when that narrow door is closed. Thank you for the opportunities you're giving to us now. Strengthen our faith. Move us to take advantage of those opportunities to grow and to share and to be blessed. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.